Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I was thinking the other day, which gets me into trouble sometimes, as my wife would say, you got to stop thinking about things. Stop thinking of things. And I was just thinking, we got a lot of people in our church from many different backgrounds, okay? A lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds. And I'm talking like socioeconomic status. I'm talking cultural. I'm talking ethnically. I'm talking spiritually different backgrounds. I'm talking old, I'm talking young. Come on, we got everybody in Radical Church. But can we just take a second and acknowledge how awesome that is? Come on, I love the diversity of our church that we look like the kingdom of heaven here when you show up on a Sunday morning at Radical. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I love it. And but I just started thinking about it. And, you know, we got church people, we got non-church people. Maybe you grew up in church and you were in church since the time you were born. You can't even remember a time that you weren't in church. You're like, yeah, I probably got saved when I was like 2.5 years old, you know, and I recited the sinner's prayer. You know, like, you're just one of those people. You've been in church your whole life. Come on, anybody that's been in church, come on, for a long time. You've been in it for, yeah, okay, we got some church people in the room today. Then there's some other people that maybe you grew up in church, but it like didn't really mean a whole lot to you, you know? I come across a lot of people that are kind of like that. Yeah, it didn't really mean a lot to me. And so I was kind of in church. My parents made me go to church. I know some of y'all, your parents done made you go to church, all right? And but for me, I was made to go to church. I ended up loving it. Some of y'all were made to go to church. You ended up hating it, right? You know? And so, but then you maybe gave your life back to Jesus later on in life. And now you're here. And praise God for you. But then there's another group of people. They did not grow up in church at all. And there was actually a lady that came to a worship night one time. A friend invited her to come, just said, hey, just please come to this, come to this. 74 years old, gave her life to Jesus for the very first time. Wow. Incredible, right? Amazing. God can do it. I don't care if you're old, you're young, man, the Spirit of God is here for you, amen? And so, but there's you know, people that didn't grow up in church and all kinds of different groups, whether you're charismatic, kind of Pentecostal, non-denominational like me. Come on, anybody charismatic Pentecostal in the house of God, willing to wave your hand for Jesus. Come on, anybody in the room today, that's how you grew up. Come on, you're all about it. I can tell who you people are. You're very willing to do that, okay? And so, but then how many of y'all grew up more traditional, like maybe Lutheran or Catholic or anybody? Anyone that wouldn't be normally raising your hand in church? See, some y'all don't even want to put your hand up in the air. You're like, this is already too much for me, Pastor. I'm not comfortable with all that hand-raising stuff. It's just a question. You know, it's all right, guys. Relax, okay? We got a lot of different groups of people. And so I was thinking about this idea that there's so many different ways of worship, so many different ways of praise and of the way that we do church on a Sunday morning. And for me, it's very normal. Get up and raise my hands and sing loud and all that kind of stuff. But I've never taught on praise and worship at Radical. I've never taught why we do what we do around here, you know? And I just thought it'd be a good idea to talk about it. Because like I said, I grew up non-denominational, grew up charismatic, a little Pentecostal, you know? In my church, everybody sang loud. Everybody raised their hands. We were jumping around. We were dancing in worship. But then at the same time I went to that church, I went to Lutheran High School. Very, very interesting experience, all right? It was very different. And I actually really appreciated the liturgy of the Lutheran high school I went to. I really loved the reverence of it. I thought it was really beautiful. And there's something different about getting in a room of people and we're all kind of on the same page. And, you know, even you stand up, you sit down, you say this, and it's kind of like very regimented. But then on the other side of it, at church on Sundays, it was just absolute chaos. It was wild for Jesus. You know what I mean? Like just craziness. And so, you know, I would play my guitar and lead worship at the church. And then, you know, if I brought my guitar into the Lutheran high school chapel, I was a heretic immediately. You know, I put one chord and it's like, well, you're going to hell. You know, I'm saying, like, oh my gosh, like, Lord Jesus, help me. Like these people. And so, you know, it was just interesting because the whole time I was there, I did have a respect for it, but I always kind of felt like there was something missing. I always felt like there was something that was like, man, there's just a spirit and an energy. There's just something that is just off. It just doesn't feel right to me. And so I've never thought to teach on why we do what we do. But let me tell you, I just believe that God is going to use Radical Church to be a church that knows how to worship. Amen. Like, we're going to be a church that know, and we already do know how to worship, but listen, we're going to take our worship to the next level. We're going to take our praise to the next level here at Radical Church. People in Hayes County and around are going to know us by our worship. They're going to know us by our praise. Come on, we're a church that knows how to praise God. If you want to be that, say amen today. Come on. Like, if that's going to be you, that's going to be me. Listen, the name's Radical, all right? So we're going to get to 2 Samuel 6. And I believe that God's going to do something powerful here today. It says, now King David was told the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and everything he has because of the ark of God. So David went to bring up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken 6 steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might while he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. So the title of the message today is Praise Break. Come on, somebody say Praise Break.
Praise Break.
Ooh, say Praise Break while you're about to take one. Say Praise Break.
Praise Break.
Ooh, Lord. Y'all in for it today, all right? You in for it. You showed up to church on the right Sunday, or maybe the wrong Sunday, depending on how you grew up. All right, here we go. Every 6 steps, they stopped to praise God. So David and his men, they're bringing the Ark of the Covenant, they're bringing the Ark of the Lord back to the city of David. They're bringing it back in because the house of Obed-Edom had been blessed, and he's like, let's bring it back. And so the guys are carrying it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's praise God. Let's shout. Come on. Lift up a shout of praise. Let's honor God. Bring it. Put your hands up in the air. Let's worship for a moment. All right, cool. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's praise God again. Come on, like, they're taking a praise break every 6 steps. And you might be like, that's a little ridiculous, don't you think? Every 6 steps, we're going to praise God like that? How much longer is this going to make this journey? Man, this thing is heavy. We got these things on this. This is difficult. We got a lot of people here. We got to get to where we're going. David said, no. Every 6 steps, you're going to stop. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to praise. This is the original praise break. Come on now. The original praise break. And if you don't know what a praise break is, you're like, what is a praise break? Well, some of y'all didn't grow up Pentecostal and charismatic like me, okay? And for those of you that did, you already know what a praise break is. It is when you just take a few minutes to get crazy before the Lord, amen? Like, you gotta lift up your hands, you gotta shout, you're gonna sing. It's dancing, it's praising God for his goodness, praising him for his thankfulness. And I can't help but get excited about what God has done in my life. And what he says is every 7th step, really, like, we take 6, and then the 7th thing that we're gonna do is we're gonna take a praise break. David's saying, I'm not gonna go longer than 6 steps without praising my God. I don't wanna take another step without giving thanks to my Father in heaven. Every 6 steps, we're gonna come together as a body. We're gonna praise God, we're gonna sing, we're gonna lift up our hands, we're gonna worship. And what if we had that same mentality with church, right? Come on, somebody. What if we had that same mentality? I'm not gonna go more than 6 days without praising God with my church family. On the 7th day of the week, I've gotta get to the house of God, right? And listen, we got some people today that had to get into the house of God this morning. Why? Because when we gather in the house of God, things change, amen? Like, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I got a long 6 days in between. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hump day, praise God. Whew. Thursday, Friday, weekend, praise God, oh Lord Jesus. Saturday, Sunday morning, wake up, it's 40 degrees. It's spring, should not be this cold. Am I going to church today? You know? I know you don't have that thought sometimes. Am I going to church today? You better believe I'm getting to church today. Diana's coming to church today, aren't you, girl? Why? Because we got to get into the house of God. I got to get with the people of God. I got to take a praise break, y'all. I've had 6 long days of work. I've had a tough week. I'm tired. My kids are crazy. Work is stressful. All I want to do is lay in bed right now and be by myself. But there is something powerful when on the 7th day of the week, we all get together and collectively decide that we are going to praise God. Amen? Come on, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to take a break from work. I'm going to take a break from school. I'm going to take a break from Netflix. I'm going to take a break from social media. Some of you aren't even taking that break right now. You're on your phones right now. Come on, get off of social media. Take a break. It's all good. I'm going to take a break from being lazy. I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get loud, I'm gonna let all of heaven and all of Hayes County hear me today. I'm going to take a praise break today. Come on, anybody wanna take a praise break? Put your hands together and honor God this morning. Listen, David didn't wanna take another step without the presence of God. And I don't wanna take another step without the presence of God. I don't wanna do anything. I don't wanna go forward without the presence going with me. I don't wanna have another service without the presence of God. I don't want to have another program without the presence of God. I don't want to build another building if the presence of God is not in it. Come on, I won't even take up an offering without the presence of God. I might take up an offering. I might take up a, I'm just kidding with you. I'm messing with y'all. We might take up the, no, bless me, Lord, forgive me. There's a special freedom that happens when a group of people all come together and we collectively decide to take that praise break together. We've all had things going on throughout the week. We've all had difficulties. We've all had hard times. We're going through the motions in life, and then we all decide, you know what though? On the seventh day of the week, on Sunday, I'm going to church. I'm gonna get around the people of God. We collectively put aside our struggles, our worries, our work, everything else, and then just wildly thank God for who he is and what he's done. But here's the thing, it only takes a few of you to start it. It only takes a few of you. Not everybody might be on the same page, but if a few of you are on the same page, watch what God can do. Paul and Silas were in prison. This is what happens in Acts chapter 16. It says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were what? Listening to them. Were they singing? Were they praising? No. What were they doing? They were listening to them. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and Paul and Silas's chains fell off. Is that, no, oh, wow, hold on. All the prison doors flew open and whose chains fell off? Everyone's chains came loose. Listen, not all of the prisoners were praising, right? It was just Paul and Silas that were praising. But when the chains came off, everyone was set free, amen? Come on, now it might just take a few people in the house of God, a few people that are gonna decide to praise God even in the midst of a hard time, even in the midst of your prison, even in the midst, you didn't even wanna come here today. You aren't feeling it, but you know what? You push through anyway and you start praising God and it changes the atmosphere in the room. I'm telling you, do we have any fire starters in the place today? Do we have any people that are willing to praise and to actually set the temperature, to set the atmosphere of the room today? Listen, I wanna be one of those people. I wanna be a Paul and a Silas. I don't wanna be a spectator of praise. Amen. I don't wanna be a spectator of worship. I don't wanna watch them. I wanna be the one that starts it, amen? I wanna be the one at the front of the move of God, not following along. If you just need a few people, listen, when you decide to take a praise break, even in the midst of life's most difficult moments, your praise not only will set you free, it'll set everyone else around you free, amen? That's a word right there for somebody today. Your praise in the middle of the storm is what will bring others to Christ. Your praise in the middle of your situation is actually what sets somebody else free from addiction. Come on, it will inspire others then to praise along with you. And the expectation and the anticipation of what God could do in this house and in this room will start to rise. It only takes a few of you. Who are those people? Is that you? Is it me? When you come into Radical Church every Sunday, I want you to remember the name of the church you just walked into. You gotta know who we are around here. Listen, I'm gonna be very, very blunt with y'all. I do not want a quiet and somber church. Amen. Oh, Lord, I want a church that gets excited about what God has done in their life. Listen, I want a church that's been set free from something and can't help but testify about it. Come on, has God set you free from anything? Has he brought you from death to life? Has he taken your sins and cast them as far as the east is from the west? Because if he has, listen, I can't help but praise about it. I can't help. But Pastor, I'm just not very expressive. I'm just more reflective. I don't do all that hand-raising stuff. Not much of a singer myself either. I seriously doubt when you get to heaven one day. Oh, my. Oh, Lord Jesus, she already knows. and you meet the creator of the universe. Come on, anybody with me today? The eternal God who sent his son Jesus to die for you, to take away all your sins, and to give you an opportunity to go to heaven one day, to save you from the depths of hell and bring you into the gates of heaven. When you meet the Ancient of Days, come on, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, billions of people and billions of people are worshiping God all together. I seriously doubt you're gonna say, I'm just not much of a singer. No. I don't really like to lift my hands. They look at you like you're crazy up in heaven. What's wrong with you? And if that is you, I better never see you lift your hands at a concert or a football game, ever. I better never see that. You post that on Instagram, I'm gonna comment. I better see this same in church on Sunday morning. I better see double. I just hate when the worship leader tells me to lift my hands. I'm sorry, is it the name worship leader? As in the leader of worship? As in, it's their job to lead the people into worship and what worship looks like and what praise looks like, to do the things that the Bible calls praise and worship. That is literally what I have asked these people to do, is to lead you to do the things that the Bible says that we are supposed to do when we praise and worship God. And listen, there are countless verses in the Bible of verses telling us how to praise and how to worship. Literally just straight up tells you what to do. Yeah, I don't like being told what to do. But the Bible tells us what to do all the time. The book of Psalms is pretty much just a compilation of worship songs. If you didn't know this, book of Songs is just a compilation of worship songs from who? The worship leaders in Israel. David also wrote a lot of the Psalms. He was, at his heart, he was a worshiper, amen? He loved to worship. And I could give you 40, 50, 60, 70 examples of these worship leaders telling people exactly what to do. But I'll just give you two. All right, here we go. Psalm 134, 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. Wow, that's pretty strong, isn't it? It doesn't say, if you're comfortable today in the house of God, would you mind just raising your hands up to the Lord? And if you want, if it's not too much to ask, maybe you might sing a little bit, you know? Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. Psalm 47:1, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. Come on, let's shout. Let's clap our hands. Let's lift our hands in the sanctuary. I'm like, well, that's fine for the women, but I'm a man. That's not my thing. Besides, that's Old Testament anyway. Oops, here's Paul in the New Testament. 1 Timothy 2:8. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. He called you out, men, specifically. I wonder if there's some men in Paul's day that were like, Paul, I don't know about all this hand-raising stuff. I don't know about all that. And he was like, hey, men, man of God, lift up your hands, buddy, and quit arguing about it. Come on. Come on, Juan. He's in it today. Well, that's just not my personality. You know, at the end of the day, that's just not my personality. I'm sorry. And at the risk of stepping on some introverts' toes, okay? Well, that's really easy for you to say, you big old extrovert standing up there. We all know you're the most extroverted person in the room. Yeah, okay, but listen, personality doesn't define praise. The Bible does. The Bible defines what praise is. I'm not trying to harp on anybody. Listen, I'm just look at the word, okay? Ready? There's seven Hebrew words for praise. If you've never heard of this before, there's a buddy of mine, his name is John David. He's a worship leader in Austin, does an incredible teaching on this. I might have to bring him in even sometime to get him to teach on the seven Hebrew words of praise. So good. But I'm gonna put them on the screen for you. The first one is yada. And I want you to look at what the common theme is in all of these, all right? Every time you see praise in the Old Testament, it is one of these seven words that we just translate to praise, but they all mean different things. Yada means to extend hands, to throw a stone, or to shoot an arrow. It has almost a connotation of war. We talked about last week, you got to get your hands up, right? You got to get your hands up. I have my boxing gloves on. You got to get your hands up when anxiety attacks your mind. Peace is what will guard you, but you have to put your hands in a position of prayer. Put your hands in a position of praise, and then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. But then when you're guarding, then you can actually go on the offensive. And we talked about how praise is actually a weapon against the enemy. Amen? And that's yada. Let me extend my hands up and push back the enemy in my life. Let me pick up that bow and arrow and let me shoot an arrow right at the enemy and right into his camp. I'm not going to be okay with the enemy taking over my family, taking over my mind, taking over my school, taking over our church. Absolutely not. Yada. Shabak, to address in a loud tone, to shout to the Lord. Tauda is an extension of your hands. This is a good one. Thanksgiving for things not yet received. It is a sacrifice of praise. This is the kind of praise when you're still in the prison, right? I did a message on this called prison praise. Come on now, let's talk about Paul and Silas. They're in the prison. They haven't even gotten out of the prison yet. They're still in the middle of it, and yet they're praising God. You might still be in the middle of a storm today, but you're praising God. Your finances might be all over the place. Come on, start praising God. You're not debt-free yet, but you might be one day. You start praising God. Come on now. You need a miracle in your life. You start praising God. It's a praise that is anticipatory for what God is going to do. Tehillah is a song of praise, a new song, a spontaneous song. What does the word say? Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing a new song. That's why sometimes me or the worship leaders that are here will say, hey, just for a moment, would you sing out a song to God? Lift up your voice to God. You don't need the words on the screen. You don't need what we've already rehearsed. But just from your heart and from your spirit, can you lift up some praise to God? It's a praise that is from your heart. It's from the depths of who you are and your understanding of who God is and what he's done in your life. Barak is to kneel, to lay down before the Lord. Zamar is to make music. Come on, I love our worship team. They make some great music. Can we give it up for our worship team? Incredible. And listen, I like music loud, okay? Like, I want to feel the bass in my chest when I'm worshiping Jesus, you know? I don't think heaven's gonna be quiet, you know? I just don't think it's gonna be quiet. I don't think they're just going to be like, holy, holy. Can you turn that down a little bit? The dBs are getting a little too high over there, production booth in heaven. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's going to be loud. Halal is to boast, to rave, to shine, to celebrate, to be what? Foolish. To be foolish, to look ridiculous sometimes in worship. You know the thing here that I want you to catch? Every single one of these, look at this. They all have something in common. And that they all require either your voice or your body. They require me to say something, to sing something, or it requires me to physically move. So if you want to do this, you can do that during worship, but that's not praise. This is praise. And the Bible says that we are to what? To praise God. We got to praise God. So every once in a while, hey, if you want to be reflective and you want to have that moment where you're just kind of by yourself and you're just thinking, that's meditation. That's fine. Meditating on the word of God, that's great. Being in prayer to God, that's awesome. Having a reflective moment of worship to God, incredible. But it's not praise. And sometimes we got to learn how to just praise God. They all require your voice. They all require your body to move. And listen, Revelation 4 says that there are angels in heaven. There are creatures in heaven that constantly sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. It says day and night, night and day, 24/7, all the time. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. They sing 24/7 to God. And yet some of us struggle with 20 minutes on a Sunday morning. I mean, we got to do a heart check. Why do we struggle with that? I think there's a reason why. And I think that it's because praise and worship is a physical expression of my spiritual awe. It's a physical expression of my spiritual awe. I heard it said the other day, you know, we say the word awesome. That's awesome. What does it really mean? It's that something is awesome. It's worthy of our awe. And I believe that God is worthy of our awe. Sometimes we just have to be in awe of his goodness, in awe of his beauty, in awe of his greatness, in awe of everything that he's done in our lives. And so if I'm having trouble worshiping, if I'm having trouble praising God in this kind of a way that we've just talked about, I think it's because maybe we have an awe problem. Do I really have a clear picture of who God is and what he has saved me from? Oh, because if I do, if I know what God has brought me out of and I know what he has put me into, then I cannot help but to praise God for it. Amen? These things that we talked about, the raising of hands, the singing loud, the kneeling, the dancing, this expression of our praise, it's just a physical representation of my love for God. But not everyone is always on the same page. Might have an awe problem. There's somebody in scripture that had an awe problem. 2 Samuel 6, let's keep going. They were talking about, remember we talked about the ark was coming in to the city of David? It says, as the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. Who is this? This is Saul's daughter, David's wife. Okay, remember David's dancing. Michal's there watching him bring the ark in every six steps, praising God. She was watching from a window. When she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she did what? She despised him in her heart. Skip to verse 20. When David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked in full view of the slave girls of his servants as any vulgar fellow would." She's saying, David, you look dumb. You're a king. You should hold yourself a little bit differently. Don't get so excited about this. It's not what men do, David. That's not what kings do. And if we're not careful today, listen to me. If we're not careful, sometimes we might enter in to a worship environment like this with a Michal spirit. Ooh. You come into church on a Sunday morning at Radical. Well, that person's getting a little too excited over there. Why is everyone lifting their hands up all the time? I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. Ain't doing it. Pastor Trevor asked me to say amen again. Ain't happening. Pastor Tim jumping around on stage again, looking ridiculous. I told him we got to get him back on his electric guitar so he could jump around again. 2 Samuel 6, 21. This is David's rebuttal to his wife. Ready? David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord." He said, I was dancing before God. And then he adds this little dig at her. Watch this, ready? "Who, by the way, who chose me rather than your father or anyone else from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people of Israel?" Oh my goodness. He's saying, he didn't pick your daddy to lead this place. He picked me. He said, "I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more what? Undignified than this. I will look even more ridiculous, Michal. God picked me." You know what your dad didn't understand? You know what your dad didn't get? Worship and praise. You know, he had it at one point, but at some point he became more focused on himself. He became more focused on me. He became more focused on what I want to accomplish and my dreams and my hopes and my goals. And he stopped worshiping. He stopped praising God. And you know what God did? He took your dad out of power and he put me in instead. You know why? Because of my worship. At the heart of David, he's not a king in a sense, but he was a worshiper. That's why God chose him. That's why God picked him. Because he was a worshiper. Because he had the heart of the Father. David said, I look even more ridiculous than this. Why? Because I'm trying to shake something off of my life, you know? I'm trying to shake the foundations of some prisons today. I've been delivered from something. Man, God has been good to me. I'm trying to give God a praise that he is worthy of. You know what, Michael? I don't care what you think. I'm taking a praise break today. I don't care what I look like. I'm taking a praise break today. Why? Because I've been through some stuff. God's brought me out on the other side. And you don't get that, Michael. You don't understand. And you know what it says about her? You know what it says about her after this? That she was childless for the rest of her life. She's sad, depressed. And then she died. That's what we know about Michael. She had a critical spirit. Constantly looking at everybody else. I'm not doing that. I'm not praising God like that. David, you look ridiculous. Everybody else, you look ridiculous. That critical spirit, it tore her up. And you know, back in the day, being childless was a huge dishonor. It was a very big dishonor. It was really tough for people back then in that ancient society. And they made sure to add this note in there saying she was childless and that's it. She never learned how to worship. She never learned how to just surrender to God and to praise God. David got it, but she didn't. Listen, sometimes you got to tell yourself to praise even when you don't feel like it. You got to eradicate yourself of this Michael spirit and get into the presence of a God who loves you. Listen, Psalm 42, we talked about it a few weeks ago. It's a worship leader that wrote Psalm 42. Not David, but a worship leader. And they were in exile. They weren't in Jerusalem. And he's talking about, oh, I long to get back to Jerusalem. And it's that verse that says, as the deer pants for water, like so I long for you. I need you, God. I thirst for you. My soul needs you, God. And then he says, I've been crying all day and all night. And it actually says, my tears have become my food. Because I remember what it was like when I got to worship you in the temple. I remember the good old days, but now I'm struggling. I'm hurting. And I'm having a hard time. And then what we see here is he actually has this internal, he turns into himself and he starts talking to his own soul. He starts speaking to his own mind. And he says this in Psalm 42:5. It says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Trevor, point the finger right back at yourself. Why are you downcast? It says, why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. For I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. He turns and he looks at himself, and I've had to do this sometimes. I'll turn and look at me and be like, Trevor, hey, brother, what are you doing? Why are you acting like this? Why are you acting all sad and depressed right now? Put your hope in God. It's time to praise again. It's time to take a praise break. Come on, soul. Hey, it's time to take a praise break today. I'm gonna take a break from this sadness and I'm gonna praise God. I'm gonna take a break from this anxiety. I'm gonna get my hands up and I'm gonna praise God today. I'm gonna take a break from this situation that's going on outside. But when I get into the house of God, I'm gonna take a praise break for just a moment. You gotta speak to your soul today. Come on, does anybody need to speak to their soul? I know I need to sometimes. I don't know what you're going through, but you gotta make a joyful noise when your soul wants to be quiet. Oh, listen to me. You got to lift your hands when you don't want to. You got to sing when it's a sacrifice. You got to praise when you're still in the prison. Why? Because your praise break will eventually become your prison break. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. You start praising. You start giving God some thanks. I'm going to praise until the walls fall down. Amen. I'm going to praise until I see a breakthrough. Somebody in here today, I'm going to praise until my marriage is restored. I'm going to praise until that addiction is broken off of me. I'm going to praise until I'm debt free. Amen. I'm going to praise until alcohol and drugs let go of me. I'm going to praise until God shows up. And then I'm going to praise some more. And then I'm going to praise some more. And then I'm going to praise some more. And then when my chains are let go, you know what? My family's chains are going to be broken. Oh my goodness, my coworkers' chains are going to be broken. My kids' chains are going to be broken. And it's going to be my praise to my God that starts it all. Come on, stand up in the house of God today. Listen, I'm taking a praise break. Does anybody in the house want to take a praise break with me for just a moment? Let's prison break today. Let's get free today. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, that's just not me though. That's just not me. Your personality doesn't define praise today. Remember that. Very, very important. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna sing a song in just a moment. It's called Gratitude. It's a great song. And it says, so I throw my hands and praise you. No, no, I already don't like it. I don't like it. I don't know. No, 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 no. And I know that some of y'all be thinking that when we sing that song. I know that we have sang that song and we get to the chorus. You, some of y'all, you've sang it so many times, you know the chorus is coming and you're like, here we go. They're about to say it. So I throw my hands and I'm going to be like, ugh. Everybody else is putting their hands up. I don't want to look weird. Or then some of you have that Michael spirit and you say, you know what? I'm not doing it. No. I refuse. We've got to break the Michael spirit today. Amen. We've got to break that. Listen. God wants Radical Church to be loud. I believe God wants a church that is alive. God wants a church that knows what they've been set free from, amen? That knows that God is on your side. He's out ahead of you. He's fighting battles for you. Come on, somebody, we gotta give God some praise. Take 10 seconds and let's give him a praise break. Oh, we love you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, let's sing it out. Here we go.
So I throw up my hands and praise you again. All that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah.
It says, come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me today. Come on, you better lift up a song today, somebody. Come on, you better lift up some worship. Come on, Pastor Tim, why don't you lead us?
Oh, so come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, cause you've got a lion inside of those bones. Give up and praise the Lord.
Come on, come on, come on.
again.
Come on, let all of heaven and Hayes County hear us. Come on. Sing it out. Oh, we're a worshiping church. We don't have the Michael spirit. We have the spirit of David. Come on.
I know it's not much. Nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, come on.
Hallelujah. Keep singing that out. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sing it. Hallelujah.
Sing it out. This is how we fight. This is our weapon, Lord. Come on, this is our praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That as we lift up our hands, as we shout to you, as we praise you, God, praise is our warfare. Praise is our weapon against the enemy. And the enemy has a plan for somebody in this place today. The enemy has them down and out. The enemy has them pushed down. The enemy has them depressed. The enemy has them in a difficult spot. But you know what? Right now, as we lift up our hands, there is actually something shifting in the supernatural realm right now. There are angels that are fighting on our behalf. Your spirit is fighting on their behalf this morning. And there is a miracle that is coming their way in the name of Jesus. As we lift you up and as we praise, there are miracles breaking out in this house. Breakthrough in addiction. Breakthrough in marriage. Breakthrough in finances, God. Breakthrough in our work, Lord Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you're here today. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, has the Lord blessed you today? Come on, have you blessed the Lord? Would you just lift up one more shout of praise? Let's let praise rise up one more time. The next 15 seconds. Come on, let's give it all we got today. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you bow your heads with me? I hope that this word has blessed you today as much as it's blessed me. Listen, this is a church. This is a place of praise. And we will praise the Lord here at Radical Church. We will not be quiet about it. We will not be shy about it. The word says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of my praise. And so I just believe right now that God's breaking off the spirit of Michael on some people today. Maybe for the very first time, you might have raised your hands to the Lord today. For the very first time, maybe you've sang. You've never sang in church before. For the very first time, maybe you said amen. Come on, it might just seem superficial. It might just seem like something that we just are doing just because. But there's something powerful in the supernatural realm that is happening as we do these things. This is what the Bible tells us to do, to lift our hands in the sanctuary. But there's some people here today that maybe you have not. Well, it's hard to praise the Lord when you don't know the Lord, right? If you don't know God, I don't expect you to praise in the same way that I do. Why? Because, man, I've been set free. Like, that's why I praise God, because he set me free from some stuff. Because he's given me a peace, hope, and a joy, and a love. He's forgiven me. He wants to forgive somebody today. He wants to set you free. And so maybe you've never given your life to God before. I want to give you the opportunity to leave this spirit-filled place today. And for those next six steps that you'll take this week, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hump day, Thursday, Friday, weekend, Saturday, next Sunday, you'll say, you know what? Oh, Lord, it's time for me to get back to the house of God. I need to praise with his people again. And if you know that you're not following God right now and you want to give your life to him, listen, it's very easy. The Bible says that we're all sinners. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. Me included. I need a savior just as much as you do. And the Bible says if you'll confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and you confess with your mouth, and you say, hey, God, I believe in you, that you sent your son Jesus to die for me, for all my sins. You know what it says is that he'll take every sin, cast it as far as the east is from the west. He'll give you a clean slate, a fresh start. It says that you become a new creation. You literally will spiritually go from death to life. Pretty awesome. Not all your questions will be answered today, but you will have God living within you. Beautiful. And so if that's you, you want to give your life to Jesus, or maybe you want to rededicate your life to God. You were one of those church kids that went away, and now you're back, and you're thinking about it. Oh, today's the day. Today is the day of salvation for you. And if you want to give your life to Jesus, on the count of three, would you raise your hand and then just look up at me? I'm going to connect. I'm going to lock eyes with you. I'm going to connect with you. Know who I'm praying for today. Already raising hands. One, two, three. Come on, across this place. Come on, I see you guys. Praise God. He's working on y'all, isn't he, today? That's amazing. Come on, brother. I see you right here. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Raise your hand high and proud. Come on, now in the back. I see you right here. I see you, my man. Anybody else? Raise your hand. Come on. I want to know who I'm praying for. My brothers. Come on. Hey, I got some more brothers in the back. Praise God for you. Come on. It only takes a couple, right? Right? It only takes a couple to praise. It starts breaking out. Come on. Amen. Amen, amen. High and proud. Anybody else want to get right with God today? Come on. Oh, man, we can't be ashamed. We got to be okay with this, right? Praise God. Hey, you can put your hands down today. Listen, I count about 12 people maybe that are saying yes to Jesus. Let's give God some praise today. That's amazing. All across this room, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Come on, one more time. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray to the Lord. Somebody say, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you all my praise and all my worship. Thank you for sending your son to die for me. Would you forgive me for all my sin? I put you first today. And I put myself last. I need you, God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for changing me, for restoring my mind and restoring my heart. I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen and give him some praise in the house of God today. We love you, Lord. Amen. Lives changed by the power of Jesus. Man, I just believe this week, man, if you'll just take this word and put it into practice, praise God throughout these next six steps of your week. I believe God is going to do something powerful in you. Listen, if you're new, please, we'd love to connect with you. Fill out that connect card, drop it off, come meet me outside. I'd love to say hey to you. Also, we have Serve 101 after fourth service, all right? So if you want to jump in on the rad team, start making some friends, start getting plugged in and serving God, we'll meet you here at about 2 o'clock. Go grab some lunch, come back at 2. And then I had one more thing, and I can't remember it now, Diana. Do you remember it? No, I'm just messing with you. She don't know. I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot like that. Listen, hey, just praise. That's good, Diana. That's good. That's good. Let's just praise this week. Amen. Hey, guys, we love you so much. We'll see you next week. God bless y'all.